We continue with Mishnah Berurah. Amar Yom Hilchos Shabbos Siman Reish Ayin Hei Siv Beis. Says the Mechaber, V'davka Echad. This Iser Gzira Shemayata only applies when it comes to one person reading by himself. Aval Shnayim Korim B'Yachad. If two people reading together, Shem Ba'Echad Lahatos, that if one comes to tip the candle a little bit, Yazkirenu Chaveiro, his friend will remind him. It is Mutter. V'hu Shekorin B'inyan Echad. This is only true if they're both reading the same thing. She'az yashgiach echad mashiyaseh chavero, because then each person is paying attention to the other's reading. Avo b'shnein yanim lo, but if they just happen to be reading next to each other, but they're reading two different things, then they will not check up on each other to make sure that they are not yata the candle at all, and therefore the gzera will still apply even if two people are reading. The Rama adds, v'yesh omrim d'b'shnei svarim afil b'inyan echad aser. There are some who hold that even if the two people are learning the same concept, if they are reading from two different svarim, then the gzera still applies. V'lachein aser lomer piyutim b'leil yom tov shechal yos v'shavos v'yekasa knesses v'chein nagu. And therefore it is aser to read piyutim in shul at night, since we are not familiar with these piyutim, the gzera shemayata applies even if we are all reading the same piyutim. Since we are reading from different svarim, the gzera still remains. There is machlokes between the Magen Avram and the Taz whether this heter of shnayim reading together applies only lidvar mitzvah or even lidvar rishus. The Mishnah Berurah states that even though we said piyutim are going to be aser, all other tefilos are going to be mutter to read l'or haner, since tefillah is something which everyone knows and does not require a lot of ian to look inside carefully. There is no chashas gzera shemayata. Siv gimel imish acher imo afilu eno kore v'omer lo tein daitcha alai shelo ate mutter v'adin en omer kein le'ishto. We just stated that it is going to be mutter to read L'or haner if you have two people who are reading together. Even if the second person is not reading, it is going to be mutter for the other person to read if he asks his friend to remind him, hey, pay attention to me, make sure that I don't touch that candle. In such a situation, he is considered to be a shomer, he will watch his friend, and therefore it will be mutter to read L'or haner if you have someone watching you to make sure that you don't tip it. And not only is it your friend, but the Shulchan Aruch says you can also ask your wife to make sure that you don't tip the candle at all. The Mishnah Berurah says that you have to tell the friend Beferish to make sure that he watches over you. But Snam, if you have someone standing there, that's not good enough. You can't just assume that he's going to watch you to make sure that you don't tip the candle. The Nachlas Tzvi points out that this is the source of the heter of Shomer, which we use in so many different situations. For example, we use this to allow ourselves to eat before we daven Marv at night, even after Tzeis. And we use this to allow ourselves to eat even before we count Sfira Sa'omer, because we have someone who's going to remind us to count Sfira. We also use this sometimes, some use this regarding B'dikas Chametz, to allow one to eat even before they do B'dikas Chametz, as they have someone who will remind them. The same thing is true Friday night. When it comes to repeating Shema, we are allowed to eat if we have someone who's going to remind us to repeat Shema. All of these heterim of a shomer, of someone reminding you to do something, all come, according to the Nachlas Tzvi, from this source of having someone watch you to make sure that you don't tip the candle to allow you to read L'or Haner. Siv Dalit, Adam Chashuv Shein Darko B'chol Lahatos, Mutter B'chol Gavna. An Adam Chashuv, someone who never tips the candle during the week, would be allowed to read L'or Haner on Shabbos. However, the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Prima Gadim, who says, in our days we do not have this heter of Adam Chashuv anymore, because we have seen even the greatest of people who forget while they are reading and end up being mata than there. Sifhei b'medura afilu asar ke'echad ein korin. If it is a large fire, even if there are 10 people sitting, you are not allowed to read l'or to the light of this medura. Mishum dehol v'yoshim rechokim zamizah, since they are not sitting near each other, they are not going to be able to be mashgiach on each other to make sure that they don't tip the wood a little bit or whatever it is to ensure that there is no havara. Va'od shez zanvos ha'udim smuchim lahem. The tails are very close to them. One will not notice another person who is being mechata, who is stoking the fire with the udim, with the znavos of the udim, and they will not check each other to make sure that this does not occur. However, the Mishnah Berurah brings from the Olas Tamid, who states that the heter of a shomer, of asking a friend to watch over you to make sure that you do not over any Yisr will apply even by Madura.